Hey, John, did you and Trubisky get to know each other during this whole draft process?
A little bit. Didn't get to know him at all before the draft, which is unfortunate. Yeah. Obviously, being from kind of the same area in Ohio, and I'm experiencing some success in college ball, but I got to spend some good time with him the night of the draft.
Hey, when Hugh obviously just said you're going to remain the starter, did you ever have any doubt about that? And what was his conversation with you like before he made that decision?
We didn't have a conversation. I just assumed that. Obviously, there could have been a decision to make after the performance I had last week, but after not having a conversation, I just went right back into my preparation stages that I typically do to come out and be, the starter for this week.
You just said that it would be easy for your confidence to be shot at this point in the season. Do you feel it is? And if not, how do you keep from it?
No, not at all. My confidence will always remain high. This is an unbelievable experience that I've been able to go through. Not winning games is not the goal, but I have the best job in the world. I'm one of 32 starting quarterbacks in this league, and I'm never going to take that for granted. I got to go out there and continue to work and continue to try to earn it. But once again, I'm continuing to lean on my support staff and lean on my faith to continue to guide me in the right direction to become a better quarterback so that I can continue to stay in the position I'm in right now.
Was saying on the radio yesterday that you've got two opportunities to really go out there and show growth in these last two games. What do you want to show in these games?
Yeah, it's just another opportunity for me to continue to prove to my teammates who I am, who I want to be and the direction I want to head in. This has been a long year one, obviously a very interesting year one with a lot of ups and downs. And I think it'd be awesome and a cool opportunity for me to go out and close it out with some positive notes. Obviously, at this point, there's been more down than ups, and let's try to finish this off and with the right taste in my teammates' mouth and then the front office's mouth so that next year when we come back, I can be right back in the position I am and grow from what I've been able to go through this year.
Deshaun, how do you not let all this talk from John Dorsey and others say we have to get a quarterback?
Well, he's talking to you guys. I mean, those conversations are what you guys are asking him. The conversations that I've had with him have been to stay on the path and then continue to develop. I've done my best to make sure that those conversations that are happening outside this locker room don't affect anything I'm doing within this locker room. I continue to take the word straight from Coach Jackson's mouth and straight from the GM's mouth as what I know. And what they've told me is to continue to work hard and continue to prove myself, and that's what I'll continue to do.
He said when he posted the day that you're going to start on Sunday in Chicago, he said that the pendulum swings with you. You might have a rough outing, but then you play well the next week. And it's just kind of going back and forth like that throughout the year. Have you been able to figure out why that is? Do you have any kind of theory as to why it's one extreme to the other?
No, I think that I'm not intentionally going out there expecting to have a bad day or expecting to have an amazing day. I'm just going out and attempting to do my job, and unfortunately I haven't been able to do it to the level that I would like to have consistently. I think that consistency is something that I'm going to have to continue to work on throughout my whole career and something that every quarterback is going to continue to work on. But for me, it's about just doing whatever I can to put this team in a position to win. When those mistakes are costly to games is when it's a big issue. There's mistakes throughout, this whole league when quarterbacks go out and not necessarily make the right read or make the right throw, but they still end in victory sometimes. I just got to make sure that the mistakes that I'm making aren't detrimental to the game and detrimental to my teammates.
Deshaun, there was a game this year where the Bears won with Trubisky throwing only seven times. You guys scored your only touchdown without throwing the ball last week. As that imbalance continues between run and pass, how much conversation is there during the week that we have to run the ball?
There's not much. That's 100% a Coach Jackson question. He's a guy who puts together the game plans and makes decisions on what plays to run. It's just on us to make sure that we're executing, whether it be run or pass. There's plenty of opportunities to go out there and score points, and it's just on me and my teammates to continue to go execute at a high level to make sure whatever play that he calls in turns out to be the most successful it can.
The fact that you are going ahead, that you against Mitch Trubisky in this game. Does that add any little bit of extra anything for you as you approach this game?
Not necessarily. I think it's just another opportunity for me to once again just prove to my teammates who I am and who I want to be. You know, Trubisky is a heck of a player and obviously in a very similar position as I am. And going through some of the same experiences I'm going through, and I'm looking forward to going out there and competing against him and hopefully putting my team in a position to win a game.
The long run by Crowell from the 4-yard line, it looked like there was some delay with you changing something. Did you change that call, or were you changing protections or something?
There's specific looks you want to run, specific plays into. That was an opportunity for me to make sure that we were in the right look. It was a little skewed, but obviously it was the right call, and he was able to make a good play with the ball.
You had your 2 years at Notre Dame, and I had almost a full season of NFL to compare it to, from being on the field, looking in the defenses. How drastic is the difference between college defenses and the complexity of the schemes and that here?
Completely different book, completely different game. At this level, there's so many, like you said, complex looks where, you know, defenses can be one thing one week and a completely different scheme the next. That's not how college is. Typically, in college, you do one thing very good and you have a couple things that you can change, but you can predict those on offense. Here, you can't really predict. You got to be able to go out there and react. This game at this level is all about reaction and trying to react properly to the situation that's in front of you. And it's about creating as many tools and taking in as much as you can so that when you're out there and you are reacting, that you can react in the most positive way you possibly can. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to maximize that, and I got to continue to work towards that, and I will get there. Sooner or later, and when I do get there, and when I can't execute at a higher level, this offense is going to go out and perform at a much higher level, and we're going to start winning some games.
I don't know if fear would be the word, but trepidation, whatever, anxiety when you're looking into an NFL defense. Are there a lot of times when you aren't quite sure what you're seeing, and you can't be quite sure because you don't have enough experience?
No, that's not it at all. I think I've done a really good job with recognizing defenses in front of me. Now it's about just making sure that I'm executing, putting the ball exactly where it needs to be in the guy's right hands and with the right timing in the pass game, and making sure that I'm getting us into the right run play so we can go out and have some success. But I think I've done a decent job of recognizing the defense that is going against us.
When we're coming out in the draft, did you feel like, I'm sure you probably thought you were the best quarterback coming out of your class?
Absolutely.
Obviously you felt like you stepped right up with, Mitch and Deshaun and Patrick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can you just talk about what your mindset was at that time coming out?
Yeah, that was quite a bit of time ago. I was a college kid who knew college football, and was very confident in his abilities to adapt. And I'm in that process now of adapting and changing and learning and taking on these experiences head on and learning as much as I can so I can become a better quarterback. At this point, I think that in this league, whether you're a rookie or you're a 10-year vet, those experiences do add up, and that does make you a better player, but the expectations are right around the same. The standard that is set to be a good quarterback in this league is not going to fluctuate from how many years you're in this league, and I'm starting to see that now. So now it's about making sure that I can raise my bar to the bar of all the better quarterbacks in this league and start playing at a much higher level and start matching their performances so I can start getting the wins that they've gotten.
Was it tough to take? You see Mitch, a team trading up to get Mitch at number 2, and here you are going in the second round. How tough was that?
Once again, that's those thoughts, and that's so far away from us right now that it's hard to even think about. At the time, it was frustrating. I thought I would be a first-round guy, but here now, this is, I think, the best experience I could possibly have. I was able to go to my hometown team in a way and attempt to, revive them out of a situation that we all know that they don't want to be in. And now I'm here and a part of that situation and experiencing some of the lulls that this city has experienced for a little bit of time now. So it's about now accepting the position I'm in now and doing whatever I can to get out of it.
Did you, since you are near the end of your rookie season, did you expect to be further along than you are now?
I had no expectations, honestly. I expected to just continue to follow the lead of Coach Jackson. We didn't necessarily put a timeline to anything. We understand that we're going to have to be patient you know, I did foresee a couple more wins than we have right now, and I expected to have, you know, a couple more games where I was able to take them over and have a couple more positive plays within them. But as far as where I wanted to be at the end of this year, I made sure that I didn't have expectations so that I could learn and take the experiences for what they are.
Gordon, just a couple more.
Gordon's been on the lineup now three games, and I think all of us expected production to increase every week just naturally, and it really hasn't. What's going on with you and him in the offense on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, you got to take what the defense is giving you. I don't necessarily know where the targets are. I don't really pay attention to targets, but we understand the type of player he is, and that he is a game changer when the ball's in his hands. It's about trying to get him the ball at the right time of the game when the defense is allowing you to. There's been teams who are making some adjustments throughout the game that are taking some of the things that we want to do with him away, and you got to go elsewhere when those times happen. And I think that we're in a position now with as many playmakers that we have with Duke and David and Corey and all those guys who are out there making great plays for us, that you got to be able to put the ball in their hands too and expect them to make plays as well.
Hey, Deshaun, so much talk about the record, obviously, and nobody wears that more than the quarterback does. Mm-hmm. How much is it weighed on that you guys are still looking for that first one?
You definitely feel it, but once again, for me in my position right now as a rookie, each opportunity is brand new. This is my first time going against the Chicago Bears as a starting quarterback in a regular season, and that in itself is brand new to me. I don't see 0-14 when I see the Chicago Bears. I see an opportunity for me to go out and improve myself and try to get a new win. I look forward to going out on Christmas Eve. You know, I've never played this deep into the year before. This is kind of a unique situation there, and trying to attack it head on and try to become a better quarterback so that, once again, I can, you know, reward my teammates who continue to work their butt off with a victory.
With the record and the ribs and the current situation, talk of a top pick coming in, and has it hit you that you've dealt with more than most quarterbacks do in a career?
Absolutely, it has, and I think that's what's so unique about it, and that's what I think is so cool about this situation, is that in 1 year I've been able to take what most guys get in 4 and 5, and that means that hopefully once I get over this and I learn from these situations, I'll be able to be a better quarterback for longer than anyone who has, you know, got to that level has been. I look forward to looking into this year and taking as many lessons as I can and talking to my teammates and my coaches and reflecting on what I've gone through this year to make sure that when I come back next year and as I continue to progress throughout the rest of this year with these two games, that I can be the best quarterback that I can possibly be.